This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:44, 16 till 8, Wednesday, July 9th. Quiet for the next 7 days as far as hurricane season goes. But I did see something on the news last night about maybe a couple of weeks from now, some area, like a 20% chance for something forming in the Gulf. But that's a long way away, and who knows what could happen between now and then. I know one thing we thought, I think a lot of us did after Katrina, that, well, once we fixed the levees, it would be fixed. But unfortunately, I don't think that's the case. Roy Karuba joins us now, president of Flood Protection Authority East. How you doing, Roy?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you? And thank you, as always, for inviting me to come on. I'm always happy to come on the radio and do what I call set the record straight. So, shoot.
Yeah, let's talk about New Orleans Hurricane Protection System. Looking at a story here from NOLA.com, faces looming threats. Money to address them is lacking. I think, as I said before, Roy, that after Katrina, I was under the impression, not knowing what I didn't know, that, well, okay, that's it, we're done. But actually, with things sinking and things rising, it is a constant effort to maintain these things, right? The flood protection system?
Of course it is. But let's back up for 1 minute.
Okay.
So I read that article, and, you know, using the term looming threats, in my opinion, was wildly exaggerated. And in my opinion, again, and I'm sorry to have to say this, It was done to promote fear-mongering among our citizens. And let me just say a couple of things.
Okay.
To your point, we live in a region where the soil is continuing to what we call consolidate or settle. Mm-hmm. And then I can't speak to rising tides because that's not my area. However, what I can speak to is, based on our recent surveys of all of our flood assets, flood walls and levees, we are actually above, by elevation, we are above the 100-year protection that was put in after Katrina. Mm-hmm. So we're ahead of the game, if you will, as of today. And while the next round of levee lifts, which is also talked about in the article, it's actually being designed right now by the Corps. And look, it's a government agency, and it's a government process. And while we don't have the funds appropriated yet, we are extremely confident that we're going to get the money, and we're going to continue to be vigilant about making sure that the protection is there. As of today, the protection is there. There is nothing for anyone to worry about. And I can say that with the highest degree of confidence.
I would think, as you say that, this was designed knowing that it was going to sink, so they built it higher than they had to, knowing that it would last for only so many years, right? It makes sense?
Well, that's the reality. That is correct. So in engineering and construction, we have things called safety factors and redundancy. So if we need a pound, we put a pound and a half, because the reality of it is, in construction dollars, it doesn't cost you that much more to go a little extra. So I didn't design any of those systems, nor was I privy to the design. However, as the president of the Flood Authority, and me being in this position for almost 9 months now and getting to know the people, the assets, and familiarizing myself. We're, like I said earlier, we're actually higher than we need to be protected. And I will say one more thing that I want everybody to hear. Because of this unique position I'm in, not only from an asset standpoint are we well protected, but the people that have to go out and do this work and close these gates and valves in the Flood Authority East are better prepared to do that job since the governor put me there. They're better paid. We've invested in their training so they can get promoted and continue to better themselves. And that's a very important part of all of this, because people are always the biggest resource. And without people, none of this works. And I think it's very important for people out in our listening audience to know that these people that have to do this job are well-equipped and better equipped to do so. Anyway, for what that's worth.
All right. When it comes to categories of storms, and one thing that got my attention was on the first day of hurricane season, I think they were saying that every Category 5 that hit the United States was Category 3 or less, I think. No, it was less than a tropical storm 3 days out or something along those lines. The bottom line is this. When it comes to the protection that you oversee, Roy, what kind of storm can it withstand? Storm surge, however you phrase that, because you talk about one in 100 years. I don't know if you go by category or how would you determine what at what point do you feel uncomfortable when it comes to flood protection with hurricanes?
Well, that's an open-ended question, and the way I would answer that question is we have a surge barrier that's 26 feet above sea level, and that's out in Lake Bourne, and that's where my level of comfort lies. I don't know, as I sit here, I'd have to go back and figure out if that's a Category 5. That's a pretty big storm. And I don't remember what Katrina's was. I want to say Katrina was maybe 20 feet. I don't recall because it's been 20 years. My point being, the assets we have in place are incredible. What the Corps has given us since Katrina, I wish, and Tommy, I welcome you to call me and come take a tour. I'll give you a personal tour of all these assets. We're very well protected. I don't have any level of discomfort with anything.
I'm looking at the story here. Katrina surge on the Mississippi coast about 28 feet above sea level plus waves. Of course, Katrina hit us. It was a flood hit Mississippi. It was the failure that of the levee system that did us in. But I guess let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Roy, I guess there's only so much you can do, right? I mean, if you got like some kind of killer Category 8 storm coming, I don't know what you can do to keep the area safe. If you got any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. We're talking to Roy Karuba, president of the Flood Protection Authority East, about hurricane season and flood protection. 750, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 756, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Roy Karuba, president of Flood Protection Authority East, about levees that are, I guess, constantly sinking. However, nothing to worry about now. When it comes to maintaining them, Roy, tell me about this three-year study that to raise the system to a 200-year level.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This all 100, 200-year level thing confuses me. It says the it was authorized by Congress but has not yet received any funding, but yet the Corps is looking at something. Where do we stand on that?
So you're right. It's not funded yet, and that's frustrating to us. But we've been assured by the Corps that it's going to get funded and they're going to do that study. So what a 200-year event and a 100-year event means, basically, it's saying, oh, if it's a 100-year event, it's of a severity that only happens once every 100 years. So a 200-year event is more severe because it has less of a frequency. Mm-hmm. So, and these are all, these, look, that's well above my pay grade, who decides what that elevation is. Mm-hmm. The Corps has some very sophisticated means of modeling how the water comes in and out when a storm comes. And, you know, to your earlier point, you were asking me about, well, are we protected for a Category 4 or 5? And I said we have a 26-foot barrier.
Yeah, let me jump in for a second. I said Category 8, and somebody texted in. I was kidding. I know there's no Category 8. Go ahead,
well,
please, Roy.
That's why I didn't answer you, because they're in the Category 8.
Right, I understand it.
And here's my point. Predicting how much water is going to come in is a very complicated thing, as you well know. It depends where the storm hits, what side of the eye you're on. You know, everybody knows that. So I didn't want to not answer the question, but it's very difficult to answer. My point to that is we as an agency are aware, along with our state and federal partners, that this is an ongoing process that's going to be with us for the duration past my lifetime and my children's lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it has to be studied and analyzed, and that is ongoing. So while it's the 200-year study is not funded yet, I'm very confident with our congressional delegation hard at work, we're going to get all that done, and we're going to continue to protect our citizens. Bottom line, again, as I sit here today with you, we are very well protected. And during the break, I was thinking about the structures that the Corps has given us, these barricades and these complex structures that close canals and these humongous pumps. When you stand there and look at these and know we never had that before Katrina, it gives me a high level of comfort, and I want to project that to our citizens that are listening, because it is amazing to see these structures and to see what they're capable of doing. We are very well protected, and regrettably, that article portrayed it as a looming threat. I need to just put people at ease and tell you there's no threat. We are good.
Confident going into the rest of hurricane season.
Extremely confident. And one more plug for the people of our agency that do the work. That's what gives me the highest level of comfort, is knowing the caliber of people we have in our agency that are going to go out and do this work in a hurricane. It's amazing. And I'm very, very humbled to be in charge of all these assets. And I'm humbled to be on the radio with you to be able to say that to our citizens.
Well, I'm happy to hear you say it, Roy. I'm confident now myself. Roy Karuba, President of Flood Protection Authority East. We'll take a break. We come back. Got a big hour coming up. We'll talk to Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, about crime. And that's going to be one of the issues that's at the top of the list when it comes to the new mayor. What should they keep? What should they do differently? Then we'll talk to J.P. Morrell about Mayor Cantrell and Wisner and a whole bunch of mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.